Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of the Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the award-winning Soup Scoop Podcast. Kindergarten enrollment for the next school year is underway, and DVUSD has 32 schools offering free full-day kindergarten. There are a lot of great DVUSD kindergarten options for parents living in our district, and I wanted to learn more about the kindergarten program specifically at Park Meadows Elementary School. Park Meadows curriculum is the same as other DVUSD kindergarten programs, and we'll hear from the Park Meadows kindergarten teachers in a moment. But with field day going on the day I dropped by, I knew the kids would be eager to share what makes kindergarten so much fun to them. So the first thing I want to do is, what's your name first?
L? No, Gazelle.
Gazelle? No, she goes by L. How about you? What's Blake. Your name? What?
Blake.
Blake?
Ella.
Ella?
Colton.
Okay, Colton. Okay, Nico, did I get that right? My name's Dr. Finch. So what we're going to do, hi, what I want to do today is talk a little bit about kindergarten and what kind of things you do.
That's what
we'll each take turns and answer questions. How's that sound?
Yeah.
So if I point at you, I want to hear what you have to say about what are the cool things about kindergarten. For example, what are the things you like about kindergarten?
I like my teacher and I like to learn.
Teachers are awesome, aren't they? Yeah, they're your favorite. How about you? What's your favorite part about kindergarten?
About playing.
You like playing? That's a lot of fun. Yeah. You guys were out running around today probably a lot. How about you? What is your favorite part about kindergarten?
Doing homework and having fun.
Homework and fun. Nice. We'll get back to that.
I like school and do anything and writing.
All right, running around? Who doesn't like that? Yeah, how about you? What do you like about kindergarten?
Doing math and working at the back table.
Back tables are pretty fun. Well, let's go down that math trail. Everybody has like a favorite subject. What's your favorite subject in kindergarten?
I like learning numbers.
All right. How about you?
I have 12 in the world for letter names and letter sounds and 20 for 100.
What? All the way to 100?
Yeah, but I don't have to count by tens, too.
Tens as well.
Yeah,
that's next
too.
Level there. What's your favorite part about your
math.
Subject? You like math, too?
Yeah.
That's both of you guys like math. That's good. Guess what? I'm a math major. You can actually get a whole degree in math. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
You have to count a little bit higher than 100, but you can get a math degree, too.
To count past
100. Yeah, way past or like just
but
a little?
I can count to a billion.
They can count to 100 by once.
That's pretty tough. That takes a long time.
I can't count to a billion.
Whoa, that's like a big number.
I can count to 1 trillion.
You said you liked math or you liked homework. What kind of subject do you like in kindergarten?
Math.
You like math too? Does everybody love math?
Yes!
Well, what's up with that? You must have a good math teacher.
After the fourth
Who's your math teacher?
Miss Rogers.
Miss Rogers, is she a math whiz?
And Miss Johnson.
Yeah, she is. Miss Johnson's a math whiz, too?
I like Miss Rogers.
Yeah. I'm
a Nice. What do we have for lunch today? I heard we had the best soup in the world today. What do we have for lunch?
I had the hottest soup.
It was very
good?
Yeah,
me too.
It was really hot.
I heard it was chili.
Yeah, it was
somebody
chili.
Said it was soup.
My mom came, too.
Is chili soup?
Nope, it's chicken soup.
No, it's chili.
No spice?
No spice.
You guys are from Phoenix, so don't you like things that are spicy?
No.
Arizona.
Arizona?
I'm from America.
We like spicy stuff in Arizona.
I'm from America.
Nobody likes hot sauce in this table?
No.
What? You can't live in Arizona and not like hot sauce. Yeah, why would you want a friend?
So we can
how about
learn.
You? Why would you want a friend to come to kindergarten here at Park Meadows?
To learn.
To learn? Learn cool stuff? Yeah, how about you?
To learn.
To learn? Learn what? Learn cool stuff?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff?
Like this stuff.
Lots of stuff. Like what? What do you
Homework.
Learn in kindergarten?
Homework.
You have stuff on the wall. You have letters. You have numbers. What do you learn in kindergarten?
We passed all the letters.
You've already passed all that? That's old hat? That's old kindergarten? You guys are all first graders now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not in first grade.
I think you grew a ton, though. When I came earlier, there was these little kids running around. Now there's a bunch of giants running around. That's you guys.
Giants.
Did you grow this year?
Yes.
I'm the same height.
Yeah. Why should we go to kindergarten? What's so fun about kindergarten? Why would you want to come here?
Math.
Math? We like math, don't we? That's our favorite. We have come to the conclusion that your teacher loves math, too. That means you're good at math. That's usually how it works, actually. If the teacher's excited about it, you're excited about it. Either that or she's tricked you. So how about our deal here? I'll come back and say hi next year when you're in first grade and you're even bigger.
No.
Does that sound cool?
No.
You want to stay in kindergarten for the rest of your life?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I want to
no.
Stay
yeah,
here all yeah. day? Stay here forever?
No.
We'll call your parents and say, hey, we want kids to, we want, these guys want to stay in kindergarten for
no.
Good job. Give me a high five. That was a good interview. I could go on for hours about the kids' favorite activities in kindergarten, but let's get down to the science of what makes kindergarten and DVUSD work. After the kids went outside for recess, I sat down with Mrs. Rogers, Mrs. Doster, and Mrs. Stroyan for the inside information.
I'm Cheryl Rogers. I've been in Deer Valley for 25 years, and I've been teaching kindergarten for 15.
Wow, that's a lot, yes.
I'm Tara Doster. I've been with Deer Valley for 8 years, and this is my first year at Park teaching kinder.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm Elizabeth Stroyan. This is my fourth year teaching. I taught 2 years of second grade in Glendale District and then moved to Deer Valley, and I've been teaching kindergarten for 2 years.
The purpose of today is to talk a little bit about kindergarten, what they learn, kind of their progress that they make, how you monitor, those kinds of things. So talk a little bit about, for a listening parent, what do they work on, what can you expect, what does the room look like, that kind of stuff. Take some turns here and fill us in on what you think.
Our kindergarten rooms, I think, are very inviting. We have a lot of stuff on the walls for them to help them learn. I like to do activities. I'm not paper-based. I do activities for learning. I have a lot of fun with them. They're a blank slate when they come in, and it's amazing to see their growth throughout the year and to see where they're going in the future. I think it's just great.
I think the one thing for me is, like, building the excitement for school, showing them that once you learn something, you can learn even more and just keep going and having fun with them before they get big.
And I love seeing the progress that they make through the entire year. So when they first come in, it's like, we have to learn how to sit in our chair. We need to learn, you know, what our name looks like, how to write our name. And now at this point, towards the end of kindergarten, they're writing their name independently. They're writing sentences. And it's just really fun to see that progress go through and to work on those relationships with the kids as well.
Talk a little bit about data, because kindergarten has changed. I always say that the sixth grader, or you know, pick a grade, we're now teaching that 2 grades down. How advanced, how much has kindergarten advanced from the years that you've been teaching, and how you use data to inform some of your decision making on helping, you know, kids get caught up or interventions?
I do agree that the standards have changed a lot since I've been teaching kindergarten. It's not just letters and numbers and sounds. It is more complex of how many sounds in a word, what letters make up those sounds, how many words are in a sentence. And to see that growth is amazing, but it's also, we use that data to drive what we do. So if a student comes in not knowing the letters and sounds, that's where we start and we get them going. Once they master that, we differentiate so that we're working at their level and not always just staying with what the whole class knows. So we want to make sure that we're working with those low babies plus those high babies to keep them moving. We don't want just to have all of them working on the same thing. We want to just work at their level so that they can advance and get better through all subjects.
Yes, there's lots of rotation, like lots of rotating of groups. And once they mastered one thing, they can move on. And going back and forth, they can be in a group this week and not in a group the next week because they've grown and showed the mastery of their standards.
Yeah, and this being my second year in Deer Valley, I don't know what it was like before, but I did know coming into kindergarten, it felt like it was very rigorous, but it is doable. They are able to do it. Sometimes we start pretty low, but we're able to work on it through small group and whole group and then differentiating for those students to make sure that they're able to catch up and close those gaps too.
Do, as you know, maybe there our listeners know or don't know, we have professional learning communities in our system where teachers work together. You guys are a natural team being kindergartners, but talk a little bit about maybe this learning concept with other staff members above you, below you, around you, and how that improves your teaching and your ability to connect to students.
So that 90-minute early release on Fridays is very beneficial for all of us because we have that time to look at that data and see where our kids are needing that extra push or where those kiddos, if they've already mastered that. We also work with the grades above us, not necessarily below us, so that we can have more that talking point of, you know, Johnny is now at first grade stuff. How can we help him move into that specific category so that he's not just doing kindergarten work, that we are pushing him? Because we do have high expectations for our kiddos, but we do have, we also realize, though, that they're still five, and they still have those needs, those social skills. It all is not just one thing fits all. It's we work with that specific child to help them where it's needed.
For you guys, talk a little bit about the parent that is contemplating whether they should bring their kid to Park Meadows or next door, because we're in a competitive environment. Why Park Meadows? Why kindergarten here?
Especially like the PLCs that we have working with first grade, I feel like it's a really good team that we kind of are encouraging them to come here because we've worked with the first grade team to kind of elevate them and everything. At the same time, though, it's just a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun. We're right next to the playground, so we get to do kind of really fun things.
I think our school is also a community. It's also a family, and I think that's where we do stand out. We have had several teachers who have been here for years, me being one of them, but it's we can work with any faculty member. It's I can go to a first grade team, I can go to a sixth grade team, and we can have questions, and they're very willing to help us out. And especially with some of our families who have other kiddos here, we act as a family to support them, not just academically, but also socially, emotionally, and physically for them to be successful. And we want all of our students to be successful, and so we have those high expectations, and we want all of our kids to be successful, and I think that that's what Park Meadows is.
Yeah, I was just going to add that there is a lot of experience at this school, and me being a new teacher, and it's like new students coming in, people are willing to help you. They're willing to, you know, help you with whatever you need. If you need help with the standards, if you need help, you know, with behavior, people are willing to help you. And then another thing that we do at our school that I would say draws people here maybe is like our expectations with Park. We do a Park Place, and that's something that the kids really look forward to. They earn points for meeting the expectations at the school, and then they get to spend them in a Park store.
Talk a little bit about that. People think today the academics are the most important. I would argue you can't, if a kid's not settled, not ready, not fed, not clothed, fill in the blank, then they're not ready to learn. So talk a little bit about the whole child concept that you have in kindergarten and in at Park Meadows.
I definitely think that building those relationships is number one. That is the most important thing for me when they come in. Number one, we're going to get to know each other. We're going to see what we need. Every kid has different needs in the classroom. Personally, some of them are ready to come in and they're ready to start learning right away, and some of them need a little bit more social emotional help, and then we're able to differentiate and be aware of those situations as we go.
We also have our Park motto, which is prepared, accountable, respectful, and kind. I say that in my mission statement every morning, but we also talk about what does that mean. And it's not just for the kids, but it's also for staff members. It's for the monitors, the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers. We all are Park, and the students earn Park tickets so that they can earn a privilege to go to the Park store, and they get to buy pencils, backpacks, stuffed animals, books. I mean, you name it, our Park Place is really nice. But it shows them, though, that, hey, you know, you got a Park ticket because you were being respectful. When we go to assemblies, you know, we need to follow Park. And, you know, they're seeing that way. I mean, I have kiddos who've already have like 80 Park tickets for the last 2 weeks because that's what we instill that in them. But we also talk to the parents about that. We want them to be on board with following those expectations as well. So it's not just in school. That's what the community is. It's everybody who is the school. So it's not just the child, it's the school.
Talk about the importance of the parents in this equation.
Oh, I feel like they're just as important as I am. That the relationship that you build with some of these families is going to be the deciding factor of if that kiddo is going to be successful or not. Their support with classroom management, classroom rules, is just as important as my support at home. So it's definitely we are a partner, we are a team, and the parents are just as important as I am teaching their kiddo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keeping everybody together makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Everybody's singing off the same sheet of music.
Yes, we all have to be on the same page. It doesn't work.
Good stuff. Well, thanks for taking the time, and this is such a critical point in the kid's life. A foundation sets them ready to accelerate, and if they struggle at kindergarten, then they get exponentially behind over time. So your piece in the machine is super important as kids prepare to eventually walk out our doors and make a difference in the community, and it starts in kindergarten. So good job. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Park Meadows Scorpions. Thanks to Mrs. Rogers, Mrs. Doster, Mrs. Troyan, and the Park Meadows Kindergarten students for sharing a bit of their day with me. Many kindergarten preview events are happening right now, and you can get event dates and times by visiting dvusd.org/kinderevents. If you miss an event or you can't make the scheduled event, you can call the school and set up a tour of the campus to learn more. If you're looking for general kindergarten information, especially if your child will be 5 years old by August 31st, you can visit dvusd.org/kindergarten to see how your kid can start his or her extraordinary learning journey in DVUSD. You can listen to our extraordinary award-winning past episodes of The Soup Scoop on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or at dvusd.org/soupscoop. Give us a like and subscribe to the program so you'll never miss an inside look at DVUSD. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're all caught up with the Soup Scoop podcast.